You are going to hear the story of the famous Native American leader called Crazy Horse. Listen to the text and choose the correct answer, 1 to 10. There is an example, 0, at the beginning. You are going to hear the text twice. Do as much as you can the first time and finish your work the second time. At the end of the listening, you have 60 seconds to complete your answers. Now you have 2 minutes to study the sentences below.
Now listen to the recording.
Today we will tell the story of a Native American, Crazy Horse. He was a leader of the Lakota Indians. Crazy Horse's people belong to one of 7 great families who call themselves Lakota. The Lakota people were hunters. They moved with the seasons. They moved through the great flat lands and the great mountains of the north-central United States. The Lakota depended on wild animals for food and clothing, and for the materials to make their tools and homes. They depended especially on the buffalo, the great hairy ox-like creature. Crazy Horse's tribe, the Lakota, had many powerful leaders and skilled warriors. Crazy Horse himself was greatly feared. The soldiers could not defeat him in battle. Most white people did not understand why the Lakota fought so hard. They knew little of the Indians' way of life. They did not know Crazy Horse at all. Much of what we have learned about Crazy Horse came from his own people. Even today, they still talk about him. To the Lakota, he was both a warrior and a holy man.
No one knows for sure when Crazy Horse was born. Perhaps around the year 1840. There are no photographs of Crazy Horse, but it is said that he was not very tall, and his skin was lighter than most of the Lakota people. As a boy, Crazy Horse loved to listen to the teachings of the Lakota religion. His father was a holy man of the tribe, a medicine man. He taught the boy to honour all things, because all things had a life of their own. Not only people and animals had spirits, he said, but trees and rivers as well. Above all was the Great Spirit. Crazy Horse's father also told him that a man should be judged only by the goodness of his actions. So the boy tried hard to tell the truth at all times and not to speak badly of others.
Crazy Horse learned to be a hunter. He could lie quietly for hours, watching wild animals. When he killed a bird or a deer, he always sang a prayer of thanks and sorrow. He always gave the meat to the poor and to the families that had no hunters. That was what Lakota chiefs did. Crazy Horse was a very quiet man. He used to go away from his village and spend days alone. His people began to call him the Strange One. The name Crazy Horse, in the language of the Lakota, meant wild horse. When it was time for him to plan his future, his father took him high into the mountains. Crazy Horse stayed on the mountain by himself for 3 days and nights. He did not eat or drink. He prayed that the Great Spirit would send him a dream to show him how to live.
Now you have 30 seconds to check and complete your work.
Listen to the recording again.
Today we will tell the story of a Native American, Crazy Horse. He was a leader of the Lakota Indians. Crazy Horse's people belong to one of seven great families who call themselves Lakota. The Lakota people were hunters. They moved with the seasons. They moved through the great flat lands and the great mountains of the north-central United States. The Lakota depended on wild animals for food and clothing, and for the materials to make their tools and homes. They depended especially on the buffalo, the great hairy ox-like creature. Crazy Horse's tribe, the Lakota, had many powerful leaders and skilled warriors. Crazy Horse himself was greatly feared. The soldiers could not defeat him in battle. Most white people did not understand why the Lakota fought so hard. They knew little of the Indians' way of life. They did not know Crazy Horse at all. Much of what we have learned about Crazy Horse came from his own people. Even today, they still talk about him. To the Lakota, he was both a warrior and a holy man.
No one knows for sure when Crazy Horse was born. Perhaps around the year 1840. There are no photographs of Crazy Horse, but it is said that he was not very tall, and his skin was lighter than most of the Lakota people. As a boy, Crazy Horse loved to listen to the teachings of the Lakota religion. His father was a holy man of the tribe, a medicine man. he taught the boy to honour all things, because all things had a life of their own. Not only people and animals had spirits, he said, but trees and rivers as well. Above all was the Great Spirit. Crazy Horse's father also told him that a man should be judged only by the goodness of his actions. So the boy tried hard to tell the truth at all times and not to speak badly of others.
Crazy Horse learned to be a hunter. He could lie quietly for hours watching wild animals. When he killed a bird or a deer, he always sang a prayer of thanks and sorrow. He always gave the meat to the poor and to the families that had no hunters. That was what Lakota chiefs did. Crazy Horse was a very quiet man. He used to go away from his village and spend days alone. His people began to call him the Strange One. The name Crazy Horse, in the language of the Lakota, meant wild horse. When it was time for him to plan his future, his father took him high into the mountains. Crazy Horse stayed on the mountain by himself for 3 days and nights. He did not eat or drink. He prayed that the Great Spirit would send him a dream to show him how to live.
Now you have 1 minute to check and complete your work. This is the end of part one.
Part two.
You are going to hear part of a radio program where a reporter named Julie is having a conversation with a lucky person. Listen to their conversation and answer the questions 1 through 10 with a few words. The first one, 0, has been done for you as an example. You are going to hear the text twice. Do as much as you can the first time, and finish your work the second time. At the end of the recording, you have 90 seconds to finalize your answers. Now you have 90 seconds to study the questions below.
Now listen to the recording.
Welcome to Fabulous Radio Anchor, listeners. And I hope you're all listening very carefully because it's time to announce the winners of the Fun in the Sun holiday competition. Remember, all the contestants had to answer 10 questions about holidays and hotels, and we put the names of all those people who had correct answers into a hat. I am now going to read out the names of the winners of these fantastic prizes. And the winner of the first prize is James O'Shea from Leeds. And I think we actually have James on the line right now, all the way from Leeds. Hello, James. Congratulations.
Phew, well, I don't know what to say. Gosh.
Well, James, do you know what you've won?
Well, I know it's a holiday, Julie.
Well, yes, but not just any holiday, James. What we're going to do is this. Now, get ready for this. We are sending you and a companion to spend a whole week in the sun-soaked Bahamas. All expenses paid.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right. And here's your program. You are flying direct to this very sunny part of the world on a first-class British Airways flight. When you arrive, our special representative will meet you and take you to the hotel.
What hotel are we staying in?
You are staying at the famous five-star Hotel Noir, in a great double room on the top floor. From the window of your room, you will be able to see the ocean and the beaches.
Wow.
And while you're there, we're going to give you the best treatment money can buy. You can eat in the best restaurants, swim at the most exclusive beaches, and you can see all the sights of the islands with our special guide.
I don't know what to say.
That's okay, James. And on the top of all that, we shall give you £300 spending money to buy souvenirs and anything you like. All right?
All right. Absolutely fantastic.
On your last night there, we are giving a special farewell dinner at the hotel.
And are we flying straight back after that?
No, you're actually not flying straight back. We thought that 1 week was a bit short for a summer holiday. So, at our own expense, you're coming back on the QE2 luxury liner on this fabulous great boat, spending another 6 days on the ocean.
Oh, my word.
How about that, then? Well, James, I have nothing left to do but wish you a great holiday on the Bahamas.
Thank you very much indeed.
Now you have 30 seconds to check and complete your work.
Listen to the recording again.
Welcome to Fabulous Radio Anchor, listeners. And I hope you're all listening very carefully because it's time to announce the winners of the Fun in the Sun holiday competition. Remember, all the contestants had to answer 10 questions about holidays and hotels, and we put the names of all those people who had correct answers into a hat. I am now going to read out the names of the winners of these fantastic prizes. And the winner of the first prize is James O'Shea from Leeds. And I think we actually have James on the line right now, all the way from Leeds. Hello, James. Congratulations.
Phew, well, I don't know what to say. Gosh.
Well, James, do you know what you've won?
Well, I know it's a holiday, Julie.
Well, yes, but not just any holiday, James. What we're going to do is this. Now, get ready for this. We are sending you and a companion to spend a whole week in the sun-soaked Bahamas. All expenses paid.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right. And here's your program. You are flying direct to this very sunny part of the world on a first-class British Airways flight. When you arrive, our special representative will meet you and take you to the hotel.
What hotel are we staying in?
You are staying at the famous five-star Hotel Noir, in a great double room on the top floor. From the window of your room, you will be able to see the ocean and the beaches.
Wow.
And while you're there, we're going to give you the best treatment money can buy. You can eat in the best restaurants, swim at the most exclusive beaches, and you can see all the sights of the islands with our special guide.
I don't know what to say.
That's okay, James. And on the top of all that, we shall give you £300 spending money to buy souvenirs and anything you like. All right?
All right. Absolutely fantastic.
On your last night there, we are giving a special farewell dinner at the hotel.
And are we flying straight back after that?
No, you're actually not flying straight back. We thought that 1 week was a bit short for a summer holiday. So, at our own expense, you're coming back on the QE2 luxury liner on this fabulous great boat, spending another 6 days on the ocean.
Oh, my word.
How about that, then? Well, James, I have nothing left to do but wish you a great holiday on the Bahamas.
Thank you very much indeed.
Now you have 90 seconds to check and complete your work.
This is the end of the listening task.